Bottles of bourbon make their way through the assembly line at Maker's Mark, one of 10 distilleries on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail. They're cleaned, filled, capped, and then dipped in the signature red wax.
This is where every single label of Maker's Mark is going to come through here.
Bourbon is booming, thanks in part to a strong export market. The Kentucky Distillers Association says bourbon and distilled spirits accounted for more than $450 million in Kentucky exports last year, a 23% increase over the previous year, and nearly half of that went to European Union countries. So when the EU warned of retaliatory tariffs on bourbon, it sent a ripple through the whiskey world. In a quarterly earnings call for the Louisville-based liquor giant Brown-Forman, CEO Paul Varga summed up the concerns.
I mean, if all of this were to come to fruition, the irony, I feel, is that a company like Brown-Forman could be an unfortunate and unintended victim of a policy which, in part, is aimed at promoting something which Brown-Forman is a stellar example of, you know, committed long-term American manufacturing company.
This is a big concern for Kentucky, a state with more whiskey barrels than people, but it's not the only sector in the Ohio Valley nervous about a coming trade war. Spokesperson for the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation, Joe Cornelli, says Ohio farmers are worried about retaliatory tariffs and higher prices for metals materials.
History has shown that agriculture is one of the areas that countries tend to retaliate against quickly because we sell so much agriculture. It's important to us.
Cornelli says the effects of the steel and aluminum tariffs will make it more expensive to farm. He says Ohio's biggest agricultural exports are corn, wheat, and soybean. China has threatened that it will retaliate, and U.S. agriculture is a likely target.
This would be particularly important for Ohio because Ohio exports just over $1,400 million worth of soybeans to China, and China is pretty much Ohio's number one export market for all of its agricultural products.
That's Ian Sheldon, an agricultural economist at Ohio State University. He says it's unlikely that imposing these tariffs will bring jobs back.
The numbers I've seen suggest that for every job potentially recreated in the steel industry, we lose 5 to 8 jobs in those industries downstream that use steel as an important input into their production.
The Ohio Valley is famed as a metal-making region, but many manufacturers here heavily depend on imported materials like steel and aluminum to make their products. The conservative-leaning Tax Foundation published a report ranking states that would be hit hardest by additional costs associated with the steel and aluminum tariffs. Analyst with the foundation, Scott Drenkard, says Ohio ranked in the top 10 of that report. He also says the president's national security argument for tariffs could be a double-edged sword.
There is a little bit of concern that other countries might use that same argument and say, well, we need domestic production of whatever good it may be because that promotes national security in our country.
Drenkard says Ohio manufacturers could see about $500 million in tax increases as a result of the tariffs. While the president is highlighting future gains for steel and aluminum workers, many others in the region worry they could be left behind by his trade policy. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.